I don't really talk to James about his situation. You know, I just control what I can control. You know, it's about just coming out here and doing what I can do. It's kind of a next man up mentality for practice. So, you know, whoever's getting reps, me, Ty, Diev, or Frank, we just got to go out there and, you know, keep playing ball and, you know, let everything take care of itself.
That is Bills running back. You know, one of the ones that's actually participating in practice. Hey-o! That's Ray Davis talking about the James Cook situation. It was a line. I'm not freaking out at all about the James Cook situation. I understand where he's at. I don't think he's being realistic, but, you know, shoot your shot. This is the chance, really, well, this year, ideally for him, to get a big contract extension. You know, he can do that as a free agent next year, but he's got to go through, you know, 17 plus, ideally, 20 games, right? To get there, that includes the Super Bowl and only two playoff games, because, see, in my head, they're the one seed. Did you follow all that? Anyway, so I respect. I took a shot there just because. You know, sometimes there's a line that comes to mind and you just feel like you got to say it. Thanks a lot for hanging with us today. I want to tell a little story about something that happened to me this morning that was really super cool. I was heading out. Most days, I don't do a lot all day. I either golf or I ride my bike in the morning. That's it. You know, at this time of the year. So I golfed yesterday, today's bike ride day. And so I got, it's a whole thing, right? I got to get the stupid little shoes on and the pants with the diaper in them and everything for the padding. And so I get all ready. I get my bike outside the gate of my backyard and I'm about to clip in, start up my Map My Ride app and head out on my way to do a bunch of loops in the park, basically, is what I was planning on doing. Just as I was about to take off, a car pulled up to the curb right where I was. And it was an older – I got to be careful about older because I'm old. But this woman, it turns out, indeed, was older than me. So an older woman was driving, and she'd rolled down the passenger window, and she was – frantic would be an overstatement, but she was clearly in some sort of distress. So that immediately got my attention, and I could hear her saying from the car before I even got over to the window, can you please help me? I need some help, please. And I, of course, said, sure, what can I do for you? She says, I'm looking for a church. I have to go to a funeral for my friend. She said the name of the friend. I don't remember the name of the friend. It's not germane to the story. I'm looking for a church. I got to get to this funeral for my friend. And I'm confused about where I am. And I said, well, you did just pass a church there. I live a block from St. Mark's in North Buffalo. And she says, no, that's not it. But I was supposed to turn right on Amherst Street. And I said, well, you're in good shape in that you are on Amherst Street right now. This is Amherst Street, so you've got that covered. And I said, do you remember the name of the church? And she says something. I don't remember. Ascension, maybe, I think, is what she said. And so I think, hey, you know what? She doesn't appear to have a phone or, you know, with like map or anything or any kind of written directions at all. She's not holding papers or anything with notes on it about where she was supposed to go. She just says, I think it's this. So I have my phone in my hand because I was about to start up my bike riding app. And I said, okay, well, let's, let me type that into my map app here and we'll see what comes up. And the closest church with the name she had said to me, and I'm not sure what it was, so I won't say it again, was like other side of town, like West Utica, right? Like across town, west side. And so I tell her that and she says, no, that can't be it. She says something about a bowling alley that she remembers. And I'm thinking, like, there's a bowling alley on the other side of Main Street from here, but there, I don't know of a church near there. And like, I'm like, that can't be it. And so I said, you know, hold on a second. Let me just search churches in general. And like, you know, there'll be a bunch that come up and holy cow, do I live within 3 miles of a lot of churches? I'll bet a lot of us do. Anyway, so like, it came up and I just started rifling through them, you know, Church of the Good Shepherd, this Lutheran church, whatever. Like, no. I finally get to, I say, Annunciation. She says, that's it. And I said, well, you're in luck because that is, in fact, on Amherst Street. She's like, okay, well, how do I, what do I need to do? And I said, well, you just need to turn around and go back the way you came. And you're literally going to, you should just keep going on Amherst Street. You will pass it. It'll be on your left. You'll get there. And she still seems worried. She'd been, I don't know, quite frantic by the time she saw me. She must have been driving for some time feeling like, and it, look, this happens to me. It can happen to anyone. Going the wrong way. I'm going to be late. I'm not going to make the thing I got to make. And I don't know where I'm going. And so I'm effectively lost, right? And so she had been crying. She wasn't crying while we were talking, but I could tell she'd been crying. So she's upset. And she's like, how do I? And I start to explain, well, you just make a, you know, turn around here in this driveway and just go back up Amherst. And she says to me, can you just take me there? Can you lead me there? And I like sort of look down at my, like I'm in the, I got the bike. The bike is like how on my bike. She's like, yeah, can I just follow you on your bike? And I said, yeah, I don't see why not. I have nothing but time. She even said at one point, like, you know, you must be busy. I'm sorry to be bothering you or something. I'm like, all I'm doing is going for a bike ride, lady. I got nothing but time to kill. If I weren't doing this, I'd be playing golf. So like, all right, yeah, fine. Make your U-turn and, you know, I'm going to head up Amherst and we'll go together. So, you know, I don't ride more. I'm probably going 15 miles an hour pedaling really hard, you know, city street, whatever. I can get up faster than that if I'm on, you know, an open rural road, but you know, there's red lights and traffic and whatnot. So anyway, she's just cruising along behind me. There's, you know, a couple of people past her. There were a couple of honks, you know, people behind her probably wondering why isn't this person just passing this dude on the bicycle? And I'm trying to stay as much, you know, where there's room to park cars, I'm riding way to the right on the shoulder to give her room and give room. Anyway, so it goes pretty well. It's only 2-3 miles maybe from my house. So we ride down Amherst Street and thankfully it's the right church. At least upon arrival, like getting in sight of the church, you can see there's a funeral. There's a bunch of people in mourning clothes out front and there's a hearse. And like, I think this is it. So I pull off to the side and she pulls off, still on Amherst Street. And she's like, okay, what do I do now? And I'm like, I think we want to find you a parking spot. She's like, okay, I have a walker. Like, all right, well, it probably would be better for us to turn around. You can park on that side of the street. So let's pull another U-turn. Let's wait, you know, shoot for right up there. I'll go over there and tell you where to come. So I go across the street to where there's a parking spot and she can safely make a U-turn. There's a driveway she can pull into. Anyway, she parks the car and I open up the hatch of her car and get the walker out for her. And we talked when we initially had met there on the street outside my house, but she had told me her name and I had told her my name and she starts now talking. We're walking down Amherst Street on the sidewalk with the walker. I'm walking with my bike and my stupid elf clip-in shoes and my stupid tight shorts. And she's like, I have a black belt in karate, she tells me. And I'm a professional bowler. And professional bowler, really? And I'm intrigued by this, right? But I'm also distracted because I'm looking at the scene in front of the church. I'm sort of waiting for someone there to recognize her, maybe. I'm noticing that there don't appear to be any sort of a, at least not at the front of this church, a ramp for someone with a walker. There's a lot of stairs and I'm in these stupid shoes that I can't even walk down my basement stairs alone in and not feel like I'm going to break my neck. So like, I'm not feeling all that confident about helping this woman with a walker up the stairs. But thankfully, so she's telling me all this. And I'm like, are my parents bowl? She's, oh, what's their names? And I tell them, tell her their names. She doesn't recognize the names. And suddenly here comes a guy walking. He's heading for the church. He just came up a side street and is walking beside us. And I say to him, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. This woman and I are strangers. We just met a few minutes ago, and I helped her get down here, but I'm not equipped to go into the church. Would you mind like taking over here and helping her with her walker and get, and she's like, I can walk up the stairs. I just need you to help me with the walker. And I'm like, and this guy says, yeah. And as I said, okay, you're all set, Mary. You know, she's like, thank you. I'm like, yeah, you're very welcome. No, it was really absolutely no trouble at all. I mean, really. And it actually made me feel great to do it. So I just go off on my way and I'm thinking, wow, what a cool thing. Like, do a nice thing for somebody. I'm not telling you this because I want credit. Just be nice. It feels really good. Like it's the best thing I've done in weeks. I'm telling you. All right, gotta take a break. Sorry. it made me emotional. All right, I'll be back to put a lid on this after this on WGR.